Dreamscape presents The Accident by Natalie Borelli, narrated by Terry Clark Linden. 1. I had a math teacher in high school, Mr. Cunningham, who would begin each class by picking one student at random and asking a tricky question about the previous lesson. A wrong answer would strip a point in your final grade. A correct answer gave you nothing. You could feel the dread in the room as we sat in silence, trying to make ourselves as small as possible, heads down, eyes raised just enough to follow that pointing finger, praying that it would settle on someone else. Except for me. I would sit there secretly hoping he'd pick me because I always knew the answer. But then I also knew the value of fitting in, and if that meant looking petrified, so be it.
"You may think that the odds are in your favor," he intoned once. "Since there are 30 of you, you've got it in your head that there's only one chance in 30 that I'll pick you. But you're wrong. The odds are 50-50. Either it's you or it's not. Think about that."
I already knew enough about probabilities to understand these were not the odds, not by a long shot. But I was also awed by the audacity of the lie, and maybe because it was so weirdly convincing, I never forgot it. Take getting into a car, for example. I know the odds that I'll die behind the wheel are 1 in 20,000, give or take, but I still think of Mr. Cunningham.
"That's not how it works, Catherine. Get in the car, maybe you'll die, maybe you won't. Either it's your turn or it's not."
And in this very moment, when the pain in my chest feels like shrapnel, and my neck gets whiplashed by the force of the impact, and I can't catch my breath, and someone is screaming, me, I think, the first thought that comes into my head is, shit, it's my turn. But then immediately I know it's not that bad. We've hit something, yes, and I don't know what it is yet. I know we've hit it hard enough that my neck hurts real bad, but nothing fatal. The car has come to a standstill, but the engine is still running and the headlights shine their beams through the rain. I squint, trying to make out what's there.
"What the fuck was that?"
Something is wrong with my voice. It's hoarse. I try to swallow, but my mouth is dry and my throat feels like sandpaper. The radio is still blaring that happy country western tune we were singing along to just seconds before, and I reach across to turn it off. Now all I can hear above my own ragged breath is the squeak of the windshield wipers. I sit very still, both hands gripped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?